God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, and God bless even you. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change, if you give God's Word a chance. It will change your entire life. So grateful to God that He has given us another opportunity to be in the presence of His Word. His Word is yet living, you all. His Word is yet saving. His Word is yet delivering. His Word is yet healing. And we are grateful to have His Word. So grateful to God that He's allowed us another day in this life's journey. So grateful to God that He has spared us and kept us. There are some that if you were to ask them how they made it through, they would not be able to respond because they are not still in the land of the living. But God has yet kept us. I wonder if anybody's grateful to be kept today. Hallelujah. So grateful to be kept by Him. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You for keeping us. Thank You for saving us. Thank You for delivering us. Thank You for healing us. Thank You, thank You, thank You. So many things that we could say, so many words we could add to this, but God, thank You. Even though it seems as though it doesn't suffice, it's all we have because we can't even explain how You brought us through. Can't explain how You kept us. Can't explain how You delivered us. Can't explain how we're still here in our right mind. Huh? But God, You've kept us, and we are grateful. Thank You for another day in this life's journey. Thank You, thank You, thank You. Thank You for keeping us last night while we lay sleeping. God, You kept us, You spared us, You protected us. God, thank You. God, we hear so many things that happen to people in their sleep. Even cars leaving the road and flying into houses. But God, that's not our testimony today. Our testimony is that You kept us. You kept a roof over our heads and You kept us, in our homes safe. And so God, we thank You. Now God, as we delve into Your Word on today, God, we pray that Your Word would speak to us. We pray that Your Word would change us. We pray that Your Word would even chastise us if necessary, O God. But Father, most of all, we pray that Your Word would encourage us and strengthen us for this life's journey. We thank You for Your Word. Your Word is our truth. Your Word is our roadmap. And we are grateful. We love You today, God. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Again, we thank God for you joining in on this morning. On this morning, our travels take us to Psalm, the 62nd Psalm. The 62nd Psalm, and we are going to read the first 8 verses. The 62nd Psalm. Reading the first 8 verses. I will be reading from the New American Standard Bible in the beginning. I may read from another passage or two, version or two before I am done. Psalm 62, we're going to start at the first verse, reading the first 8 verses. The Bible says this from the New American Standard Bible: "My soul waits in silence for God only. From Him is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will you assail a man that you may murder him? All of you, like a leaning wall, like a tottering fence. They have counseled only to thrust him down from his high position. They delight in falsehoods. They bless with their mouth, but inwardly they curse. Selah. My soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, I shall not be shaken. On God my salvation and my glory rest, the rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. I'm going to not read from another version, but I do want to read verse 5 again and verse 8. We heard verse 5 earlier, or a part of it, where it says, my soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. And then verse 8 says, trust in him at all times, O people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, with the few moments that I have left, and preferably with the little voice that I have left, I want to talk to you about waiting for God. Really, I want to focus on, don't get tired of waiting for God. Don't get tired of waiting for God. You all, so often, our desire is to have things happen. And if anyone is like me, we like things to happen when we like things to happen. We don't like to wait. We don't like to wait. We don't like to have to sit and wait for things to happen. Many of us like to put our hands to stuff and get it moving. We like to put our hands to things and see how we can make things go quicker. And oftentimes, you all, it's not so much that we want things to move quickly. We just need a satisfaction of knowing that things are moving. It might not even be a different outcome because we've now set our hand to it. But we just want to know that things are moving. But quite frankly, you all, oftentimes when we do put our hands to it, it is a different outcome because we did not wait on God. We didn't wait on God. You all think about this now. If God is the creator of the universe, yes, I paused for effect. If God is the creator of the universe, if God didn't need your help in creating the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, the heaven, the earth, the firmament in between, all of the creatures, all of the vegetation, everything that encompasses the universe, if God didn't need your help then, what makes you think that he needs your help now in doing something for you? Pausing again for effect. If he didn't need your help to create you when you were created in your mother's womb, what makes you think he needs your help now? He doesn't. The Bible tells us to trust in him. Trust in him when? At all times. Trust in him at all times. You all, trust is hard when we have to wait. Trust is hard when we have to wait. We trust when we think it's going to be like right there and somebody confirms with you that what you need is right there. You can come get it right then. But trust is hard often when we have to wait. Because oftentimes we can trust, and quite frankly, bad things can still happen. Yeah, we can trust, and bad things can still happen, at least what we believe to be bad things. But quite frankly, you all, when God is involved, it's not necessarily that it's a bad thing. It's just not the thing that we desired or expected. Come on, can we talk about it today? Just because it doesn't turn out the way we want it to turn out doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. It just means that it's not the thing that we desired. But as I shared on last week with a group from a book that I've read so often, and I love this book. The author writes a quote that I say, and it actually has transformed my life in a lot of ways. And what he said was, experience is what you get when you don't get what you want. We still get something, but it's not what we expected. You all, just because life doesn't turn out the way we intended for it to be, don't get tired of waiting on God, because he knows what's best for us. Yeah, he really does. He really does know what's best for us. And so what ends up happening, you all, is that when we have no choice but to wait, we might as well get to a place of having no choice but to trust. Yeah, if we have no choice but to wait, then let's choose to have no choice but to trust. And I get it, you all. I get it that sometimes waiting causes us to be desperate. But guess what, you all? Desperation will teach you how to trust. Desperation, seasons of desperation, actually teach us what trust means, and those seasons will train us to actually trust in God. Yeah, they do. They do. Remember, I went back and I read verse 5, and it says to wait in silence, for my hope is from him. You all, it's not so much that our hope is in God, but our hope comes from God. How is that? Because we have to trust and hope in what he's promised us. Oh, I hope this is helping somebody today. We've got to hope in God, because our source of hope is from God, because we must trust in what he's promised us. Yeah, all of our hope is grounded in the promises of God. And all the promises of God are what? Yea and amen in Christ Jesus. You are our refuge. That's what the last scripture says, or the last verse in that. It says, God is a refuge for us. That's why we can trust in him at all times, you all. He is a refuge for us. How do we know this? Because the scripture tells us that he will never leave us or forsake us. He tells us to let our hearts not be troubled, neither let them be afraid. He tells us to, if we abide in him and his word abides in us, we can ask what we desire and it shall be done. The word tells us in Philippians that God will supply every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. The Bible also goes on to tell us to not be anxious about our life, what we eat or what we drink, not about our body, not about our clothes, but to seek first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything else will be added. The Bible tells us in Romans that all things work together for good. Thank you, Jesus. To those who love him, those who are called according to his purpose. So you all, in this season, don't get tired of waiting on God, because God will come through. God promises will not let us down. Let your hope come from God because of the promises of God. And even if you're feeling desperate in this season, let your desperation teach you how to trust God. Make the choice that if you've got to wait, then I'm going to trust. Let's pray. Our gracious God and our Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you today. Teach us, oh God, how to trust in you. God, we await. We await what you have for us. Help us in our travels today, oh God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God bless day.